let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hear that? That's the sweet song of infrastructure construction, which we need in Alabama. There's 600 bridges in the state that are so under-maintained that our kids can't even ride a school bus over them. We need potholes filled and congested roads widened in places like Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, and Huntsville. So what's the holdup? State politicians in the Capitol wasting taxpayer dollars on their pet projects along the coast, ignoring our infrastructure needs up north. For example, did you hear that they're trying to build a big expensive bridge over a tiny canal near the Gulf Coast? That's $30 million, and there's already two perfectly good bridges over that canal. Politicians in Montgomery need a wake-up call. Let's fix bridges and roads all over the state before we waste money on unnecessary expensive bridges to the beach. Join us at alabamaleadership.org, and let's remind Montgomery who they work for. Paid for by conservatives for better leadership.
In today's world, security for your home and family are paramount. You need to feel secure and in control of your property and loved ones. Advanced Tech Systems can help you secure and automate your home. Let Robert and the staff introduce you to Elon Home Systems, your home theater, music, home environmental systems, lighting, security, and cameras, all controlled by your smartphone or iPad. The crew at Advanced Tech has been taking care of River Region homes for nearly two decades. The techs are background checked and drug tested, and the customer service is beyond comparison. Advanced Tech Systems can design a security and automation system to fit any budget. If you're building a home, let Advanced Tech help you design a smart home. Installing home theater? Call them today. TV, audio, and security professionally installed by the best in the River Region. And they offer monitoring and interactive services. Advanced Tech Systems. One call for home security and automation. 334-229-9975. Advanced Tech Systems. 334-229-9975.
Awkward. I don't feel too hot. I don't feel too hot.
Hey, good looking. Hey, good looking. Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
I don't feel too hot.
Hey, hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. Prosecutors in Minnesota won't be filing criminal charges in the 2016 drug overdose death of Prince.
Evidence shows Prince thought he was taking Vicodin for pain, but that the pills were counterfeit and contained fentanyl, a synthetic opioid 50 times more powerful than heroin. The superstar musician had no known Vicodin or fentanyl prescriptions. He was found dead April 21st, 2016 at his Paisley Park estate.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, a doctor who illegally prescribed an opioid for Prince, will pay a $30,000 civil settlement. President Trump flew to Key West, Florida today to review the Joint Interagency Task Force efforts to reduce drug smuggling.
Drugs are flowing into our country. We need border protection. We need the wall. We have to have the wall.
The president is now back at his private Florida estate. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I think this describes the essence of Emily Hayes, maybe better than anything we have in the entire system.
I may have heard this and not realized it, but Africa by Toto has always been one of my favorite songs.
Because it's freaking phenomenal.
It is.
Just as killing as yet, it rises it's like as, Olympus from the Serengeti.
It's as double F as any song out there. But this Frankfurt Rock Orchestra.
Yeah.
Now, are they doing this with Toto, or are they just covering the song?
I'm pretty sure it's with Toto.
Well, I hear a little of this.
The woodwinds and everything, you're about to see me lose my mind.
This is very cool. A cultural experience.
Oh,
It's so good. It's so good. It's so good because it builds up to that.
Crescendo.
The woodwinds and the strings and the freaking timpanis, man. I swear, it's so. It's, oh man, I'm crying.
You know, that was a moment where my affection for Emily grew exponentially, because she's so good at being herself, and that's the hardest thing to do on the radio, which is why she's a treasured member of our team, and which is why boyfriend, now fiance, is here just answering a few questions, because we want to be sure. And now my inclination is we got to have a big frickin' celebration.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't know if you're comfortable with that, you know, that...
I'm open for anything. Yeah. I think that's one of the things that it works really well between me and her is I am very reserved, and she is not.
Opposites attract.
That is interesting.
Opposites, man. Works.
Yeah, she's very capable of like that 9-to-5 thing that the rant.
Mm-hmm. I love, she always worries about it, but I love watching her get excited over the littlest things.
Cool.
Like out I recorded Antiques Roadshow for her, you know.
Those are the things that matter.
Those are the important things. They really are.
Mrs. Ritterbottle had an abdominal surgical procedure a couple of months ago, and she was... and still is going through some discomfort from that. And I had to run up to Costco for a couple of other things, you know, like 80 rolls of toilet paper and 500 rolls of paper towels. But it was the box, they sell, like everything at Costco, it comes in something this big, chocolate raisinets, which I know she loves. Mm-hmm. And that meant a lot to her. It's those little things. It's not the big things that... that they go for. So you're really outperforming expectations here. Great. At a high level. And if you were listening earlier this morning, the news now, this is not intended as an insulting question, because we play a piece on here before you came along and became boyfriend, so you can find this, because I love the way she tells a story. I think it's in this dating service thing. Let me see if I can find it here.
What would you say if I told you Emily Hayes doesn't have a date for Saturday night?
It ain't fitting. It just ain't fitting.
That's right. It ain't fitting. And that's why we here at Acme Dating Service want to set things straight. Emily, can Acme help hook you up?
We can do that.
Okay, when was your last date?
Winter of 2005 or 2006.
That long? Oh, well, Rich, what should Emily's date look like?
Like a bunch of broccoli.
Okay. Jay, do you have any idea why it's been so long since Emily had a date?
Scientists can't explain why.
Okay. Emily, what's the first thing you would say to a man on a first date?
Are you naked?
Greg, Rich, what do you think about that?
I bet it won't be rated R.
Probably not.
Well, Emily, would you consider dating a younger man?
I've been there. You don't do that. You get drunken voicemails on your phone at 3 o'clock in the morning about how awesome you are. And I'm sorry, I wasn't enough of a man.
Okay, Emily, well, what would you do to promote your hunt for a date?
We can make shirts!
One final question. Emily, why would a man want to date you?
Because I'm Emily.
Well, Acme has never failed at matchmaking, and I'm sure we can find a date for Emily. So stay tuned.
Are you leaving?
Oh, no, just getting to work. Boy, is this going to be a doozy.
Yay!
that one moment in there, because I'm Emily. I think that's pretty true, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Because she is. She is a Brandon to herself. Rosie is a treasured listener and a person of spirit and
great
somebody
person.
Who is. And she says, Greg, anyone who would submit to the inquisition he's enduring for the woman he loves must be something special. He's got my vote.
There you go. You're in.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just don't. Rosie knows. Rosie knows these things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hang out with us for a little while longer here on News Talk 93.1 FM. You said Brandt is...
Yeah, you can't call today.
Okay. Then I'll do the financial analysis.
Okay.
To sort of frighten the bejeebers out of... I see a lot of red here. However, these were just very marginal losses today. NASDAQ was down. Dow was down 83 points. So for the last couple of days, we've had slightly negative stuff. I'm not sure what is driving that. I don't know who... Rudy Giuliani is joining the Trump legal team. That has nothing to do with money.
Oh, that's not good.
But I do recommend, and this is solid advice, at some point, you and Emily should sit down with Brad McDonald and talk about your financial future and prepare for things down the road. Think ahead. And don't make the mistake I did, which was twice starting things. And then, of course, a lot of my problems had to do with poor decisions made under the influence. So I can excuse that. But I'm not telling this story because, like, I won the lottery or anything.
Right.
But did I tell you this, Terry? You know, one of the stations I worked for years in Florida, actually 106, was owned by General Tire.
I didn't know that.
I worked for them for 7 years the first time around. I worked for them three times in total, 10 years of my time in Florida under those call letters. And I got a note from an old coworker last fall saying, hey, they had us in some kind of pension plan that we're eligible for. My husband just looked into it. He was the chief engineer. And it's not a lot of money, but...
It's money.
It's coming in. So I sent away for my package and got it. And it came back with all these different options. Like, well, you can collect this amount of money. It's just, like anywhere from $350 to $500 a month, depending on what you decide to do.
That's a lot of money.
Well, it's a lot of money to me. I have a great respect for that.
Yeah, it's not crumbs.
So, I don't know. So if I die tomorrow... Roz will get half of this for the rest of her life.
Cool.
Or if I do this. So I totally left it up to Brandt. And just a couple minutes, he looked over the list and he says, take this one because this one guarantees you and Roz the most amount of money, no matter what happens between the two of you.
Brandt's smart.
He is. And he can help you plan ahead. I'm sorry he can't join us today. There was no major earth-shaking news to be explained. Perhaps oil prices going back up. That's something we'll talk to him about because I'm a little bit...
That makes no sense.
It doesn't because we're moving towards energy independence and deregulating a lot of that stuff and prices are going up. I don't understand. He could explain it better than I can, but make an appointment. Become managerial about the money you work so hard to make by calling Brandt at 387-0094. McDonald and Hagen, Wealth Management.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco, great food and a great time.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic and accident on I-85 just before you get to the interchange. That'll be on I-85 southbound. Traffic backed up from the accident scene back past South Union, so be very careful over there. Also seeing some backed up traffic north and southbound on the Eastern Boulevard as you go through I-85 there. It's from Vaughan Road all the way up to Atlanta Highway. Everything else looks pretty decent. Nothing going on 65 so far. Everything else looking pretty good. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jeff Sanders. Here's today's news headlines. Big changes are coming to the town of Haynville. In a special called meeting, the city council last night voted to fire Police Chief Kelvin Mitchell, town attorney Michael Strickland, and remove the economic development director position held by Eleanor Bell. A package bomber who created a wave of terror across the South in the 1980s is scheduled to be executed tonight in Alabama. The execution is set to happen nearly 30 years after Walter Leroy Moody Jr. killed federal Judge Robert Vance with a bomb mailed to his home. And Birmingham's interim police chief has stepped down after the mother of his two children sought a court order against him protecting her from abuse. The woman asked for an order protecting her, a daughter, and a son from contact with 55-year-old Orlando Wilson. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For the latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Another late season chill is in progress for tonight. The winds die down this evening, then clear, cold, overnight low temperature 43 by first thing tomorrow morning. Then a good bit of sunshine for the daytime hours tomorrow. High temperature in the lower 70s, a little bit below normal. A good bit of sunshine Saturday, warmer, high 77. There is a slight chance of showers, but not till late Saturday night, generally after midnight. Periods of rain Sunday night into Monday. Kind of a cool day Sunday with a high of 69. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and you can take it on vacation with you because it knows where you are. It has push notifications for severe weather alert for any location, plus current conditions, radar, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
You're with your baby girl. You've been practicing your mamas and dadas for weeks. And now she looks up and begins to mouth her very first words. You can feel it. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to get down to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the Mercedes-Benz GLE, an SUV with the power and capability to handle anything with confidence and active safety features to keep your family safe. That's a smart mama. Smart dada. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,295 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services and participating dealers through April 30th, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal size, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman, bring me.
Springtime is the best time to save thousands at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the spring sales event, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock, or up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we want it. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you tired of the ho-hum boredom of everyday driving?
Yes.
Want to spice things up?
Yes.
Then you need to call the Emily Hayes Driving School.
It's Life in the Fast Lane when Emily Hayes teaches you how to get in your car and go. Emily will teach you how to put the pedal to the metal, how to straighten out the curves, and what to say when you pass those speed limit signs. It's a proven fact that driving too slow can cause these ailments.
Headaches, muscle pains, fever, bleeding from the lungs, meningitis, kidney failure.
Some people drive fast, but they don't drive Emily fast.
I think it stems back to when I had braces.
So call that once again and ask for Miss Hayes.
Don't call me Miss Hayes. That just frosts my pajamas.
Call the Emily Hayes Driving School and call them
today.
It's a very different kind of Thursday. Ms. Spluka here this afternoon. Kind of unexpected, too. This morning, Emily announced that boyfriend had become fiancé, and I was, like, dumbstruck at that moment. And she said, I wish that somebody had taken a picture of me, because I didn't know this was coming, you know? Mm-hmm. She's very important to us. So, and I really have not had a chance to sit down with boyfriend. Bumped into you a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
So I invited him in for a grilling, a nice chat, and so we can get to know him and feel confident that our beloved Emily is going to be in good hands. Of course, not until your wedding night. Speaking of her comment that just frosted my pajamas, one of our listeners wants to know: will you be able to defrost her frosted pajamas? You have confidence in that?
I'll leave that answer off air.
That's cool. I don't think that's evasive. That may be a little bit personal. We're known for being, you know, real nosy here anyway. Now, Emily's hatred for the Eagles, everybody's got music they like and don't like, and I understand that, but the Eagles. Do you dislike the Eagles, or
I do not dislike the Eagles.
Okay.
I mean I'm a fan.
I would hate for something like that to become an issue. How do you see yourself working through differences of opinion? Let's say because somebody gives you tickets to the Eagles concert, and she says, "Well, have fun. I'm not going."
Yeah, we kind of had that issue this weekend.
Really?
With South Sounds. It's I love music. Mm-hmm. It's like I told Joey a few weeks ago. I listen to music all day. I got headphones on my head, you know, to protect my ears from the machinery, and you know, sure, just to give me a little entertainment. And but I'm not really a big fan of live music. And I don't know where that stems from.
I used to be, but I no longer am. But I know why. Because I just went to too damn many concerts in the 70s, and I got sick of the whole scene.
Yeah. Yeah. I helped out a lot this weekend, mm-hmm, and so I got to sit sideline for a few shows. And
she mentioned there was something about that happened during the event that kind of brought you guys together when this marital proposal occurred. Is that... how'd that happen?
How did I propose?
Yeah, that was...
well, it's Saturday, we were... I don't remember if we were having lunch or dinner. And we're walking to this place, and she's like, oh, that's the peanut shop or peanut store or something like that. And they've got everything in there. And she's like, hell, you could buy me a ring pop. You could propose to me that way. And I was like, okay. And then we ate dinner, and I thought on it for a little while, and then... the next morning, Sunday morning, she sent me for some sodas, and the place was right next door to the peanut store or whatever. And I just walked in, and I was like, hey, man, you got a blue ring pop? And he's like, yeah, here. And I bought that and some other pizza candy or something like that, and grabbed our sodas and went back to where we were set
up.
So
when you proposed, you did it with that big candy?
I did. Yeah, it was hard because I was struggling with the wrapper. It was like one of those new kind of cellophane wrappers, oh, so they're Lord. They're almost like childproof,
right?
But
right,
adult proof too.
Yeah, and popped it open, and she saw it, and then she got, I'm sure you've seen her excited look.
Oh.
Yeah, she got that face, and I was like, you know, you said I could yesterday, you know, but would you marry me? And she just was like shocked. It was like she was speechless, and she didn't say anything. And then she started giggling, and I was like, I'm for real. Will you marry me? And she was like, yes, yes. And then that was the end of it. We did that and told a couple of friends were there, and a little bit later in the day, she was like, I think you should call Dad. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. And so there was a band playing, so I went to the car and sat in the car, and I started, like, kind of like when I come up here with you, I started to get a little nervous before I started talking. And but I called him, and I was like, hey, Mr. Hayes, it's Eric. And I just, you know, I hate I didn't get a chance to do this because we're so far apart, but I wanted to do this in person. Would you give me your blessing and permission to ask Emily to marry me? And he started laughing at me.
Really?
Yeah. It was a, Eric, yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, we should have talked about this in person. And I was like, I know, I didn't mean to just bring it on you like that. And he was like, yeah, no, y'all are adults. You can, you know, you make decisions on your own. You don't have to have my permission. And I was like, he's like, well, I'd really like to talk to Emily before I say anything else. And it turns out, and we...
Well, that was a good thing you did, though.
Yeah, well, it's...
There's a distance issue.
Yeah. But, Emily explained it to me after they had gotten... Because she called him and talked to him. Uh-huh. And she explained to me that his defense mechanism is humor. And so I felt better than like that. I wouldn't... It made me feel better. But he eventually gave me his blessing. So...
Glad to know that. And I'm giving you mine, too.
Thank you.
I thought it would take till at least 5:45 or 6, but I actually have been feeling this way since the top of the hour, you know?
Yeah.
What's up, Jack? This is a man with a skill and a good heart. You get all crying now. You make sure.
It reminds me of, like, 2 months ago, this guy I'd met a couple of times walked up and said, I don't really like Emily. What should I do?
Yeah.
And it worked.
It did. You didn't really say much.
No.
And advice-wise, it was just like being you.
Yeah, exactly. Be yourself and maybe learn to play bass.
Let me ask you this, because obviously when the marriage comes down, whatever you guys decide, you'll be gone for a few days for a honeymoon. Where would you want to go on a honeymoon? What's your idea of a good honeymoon spot?
I don't really know. I mean, my dad's a military brat, so he traveled a lot growing up. And as a result, we didn't travel at all.
Mm.
And so, like, anywhere, I don't care. We can go to, let's go to Huntsville. I don't know.
Huntsville. Hey, they got that Rocket Academy up there. You can be, you know, learn to become space cadets together. Sounds like a plan. Let's see if we've had any new questions posted on our Facebook thread on this joyous occasion. We are no longer concerned. Last question was on the Frosted Pajamas. Let's talk to Chris at 5:31 already. My goodness.
Hello, Eric, Greg. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
We're in very good spirits here.
Well, I wanted to call and congratulate Eric and everything about the successful proposal. And I had heard in the past, Greg, that she's of Irish descent. Is that correct, what I had heard in the past on the radio from her?
I'd have to believe she is because she has such fair skin.
Yeah, Irish and German.
That's what I was thinking. But since I was thinking about that and you like music, Eric, have you ever heard of the group called the Clancy Brothers?
The Clancy Brothers?
I have
not.
Well, that would be another good thing to get into if you've ever listened to any Irish music. And Greg, if you think you might still have that clip of that song that you played 3 or 4 years ago on St. Patrick's Day that that you know who didn't seem to want to want you to play so much?
I'm confused here. Which
it was a song that's completely in Gaelic called Port Lardicky.
Oh. I don't know
if you still have it in the system. I didn't know if you had it in the
I'll go to STP. That's where I have all the St. Patrick stuff. And I'll check and see. I don't mind playing a little bit of it. It's kind of late in the game,
yeah,
the whole song. But
the Irish group has unique sound to it. And that would most likely be something y'all could both get into and have something else to like and have in common.
Well, Chris, we appreciate the call and suggestion. Let's talk to
Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Greg, how y'all doing?
We're good.
Congratulations, Eric.
Thank you.
Good job, man. Hey, listen, I just want to ask you one thing. What do you plan to do to make her life better?
What do I plan to do to make her life better? Anything she asks me to do?
That's a good answer.
I don't...
That's a hubby answer already, buddy.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a good answer.
That's one of those tough general questions.
You see, here's the thing. This is something I've learned. You're talking to somebody who's a member of the $100,000 Therapy Club. I mean, that's how much, in over 20 years of sessions to figure out who I am so I could finally stop the self-destruction and put together the nice life I got going here now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why... Yous two should feel free, individually or as a couple. If you have a question, I'm happy to
help. Well, I've got just a little advice on. I've been down that road three times. The third one in 27 years, and I never tried to change her. I accepted her just like she was. And she did the same for me, and that was just monumental.
Well, no, that is ultimately, that is so critical to a successful relationship, whether it's a marriage or any other thing.
Exactly.
Because, the greatest lesson I learned in life was to accept the things I cannot change. You know what that is?
Exactly.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that
people, places, and things. The only thing I can change is my behavior. That's what I have control of. Is that not right, much beloved?
Absolute serenity prayer.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So, we're well past the point of approval here, and of course, I know you and I know Emily well enough that for any idiotic reason I said no, it wouldn't matter. But I think it's great, and there are times. Emily, I wished Emily could have come to my daughter's wedding a couple of weeks ago. I really want them to meet at some point. They may be coming up later in the year on a road trip because there are about half a dozen words they say exactly the same way, and they can get worked up in a similar way too, and I'll point that out. So that's part of the reason why I have that. At times, she reminds me so much of my daughter. That has a lot to do with it. We have got to get back to Terry here, though, because we were talking about Adams Motorsports a few minutes back, and let's talk about some of the deals that are available this month on the different product lines.
Oh, Suzuki's got all kind of stuff going on. They got 0% APR for 60 months, or big money on like the GSX, the naked GSX R750. You're talking $750. They got $1,000 on the GSX 1000, which basically is a Gixxer with a more relaxed riding style without all the plastic body work. And a little, they changed the cam timing. The bike has more torque instead of being just a... basically a track bike. It's a good everyday bike. Excuse me. They got all that going on. Man, they got rebates up to $1,500 on all the different non-current bikes. They've even got some smaller rebates on the current stuff. Of course, Kawasaki's kind of got the same thing going on. Big rebates on mules, jet skis. Everything is on sale. Polaris doing the same thing. They always have big rebates and really low interest rates. Everything's going on right now, Greg. We also have a pretty good selection of used bikes right now, particularly entry level. Because generally what happens is when somebody comes in and they just begin riding, they'll get something small that's easier to handle and won't scare, as you say, the bejesus out of them.
Uh-huh.
So it never fails. 6, 8, 9 months later, they're ready to move up. So I've got a couple of the entry-level Honda 250s. I think I've got a Kawasaki 300, too. I'm not sure. We may have sold it. We even have one of the little 125s. These little 125 Kawasakis get 135 miles a gallon.
That's amazing.
And with oil prices going up, gas prices, they're going to go back up again. They just do. I mean, you could go forever on a tank of gas on one of these things. It's amazing. But we got everything on sale right now. We can, if you go to our website, adamsmotorsports.com, you can apply for credit. You can check out all the used stuff. Just see all my inventory. It's all online.
And, of course, the credit criterion is being established by the manufacturer. Who are eager to...
Correct. They buy it down, actually, is how it works.
So cool. You don't have to worry about... you're not dealing with a bank. You're dealing with a manufacturer that wants you in their product. AdamsMotorsports.com is the web address, and you can stop by and see Terry and his team Tuesday through Saturday at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Ackle. And again, 24-7 AdamsMotorsports.com. It's 538. Somebody special just arrived in the studio.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic big mess on 85 southbound. The accident itself is 85 southbound right at Day Street, so be careful down that way. Even if you're on 65, watch out. There's going to be some backed up traffic there, probably very shortly, because I see that the ramps are starting to clog up there. But there's a backup of traffic from the accident scene all the way back to about midway between Ann Street and Perry Hill Road. So be very careful. You might want to just go ahead and find yourself another route as you're headed out this afternoon, because that inside the perimeter there is going to be very, very backed up for a while. Also on East Boulevard, the southbound lanes from Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road, pretty much a no-go right now. Warm weather is here and your dog wants to be outside more. Invisible Fence has the solution, plenty of plans. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Abba-dabba-doo. Gotta run down to Marguerite's and get Wilma a big rock. Yeah, I've been working hard in the quarry, and I think I need to surprise my Wilma and get her something from Marguerite's. Marguerite's is the new Pepper Tree Shops, and they're open every day, 7 days a week, really. And they're open from, 10 to 7 Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday, and 12 noon to 5 on Sunday. I'm heading out to Marguerite's, the new shop at Pepper Tree. Abba-dabba-doo!
It's the first annual Tulatoma Art Trail Saturday, April 21st in historic downtown Wetumpka. Artists, quilters, musicians, master gardeners, and so much more. Artists demonstrating and selling work. Free hands-on art activities for all the kids. Exhibits, plant swaps with master gardeners. Live music, great food, fun for the entire family, and it's free. It's the Tulatoma Art Trail Saturday, April 21st, historic downtown Wetumpka. Find us online at thekelly.org or on Facebook.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Every home, like every family, is different. And with pets, kids, and other household messes, your flooring needs are different too. Whether your family prefers laminate, hardwood, tile, or the ultra-tough, smart-strand, stain-resistant carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. There's nothing worse than walking across a cold tile floor in the morning. So if you purchase a new construction floor package, Prattville Carpet will throw in a free heated floor for your master bathroom. They offer 12 months interest-free financing. For a free estimate, call Prattville Carpet, 285-8117, located in Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road. Prattville Carpet. Your hometown flooring headquarters.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Another late season chill is in progress for tonight. The winds die down this evening, then clear, cold, overnight low temperature 43 by first thing tomorrow morning. Then a good bit of sunshine for the daytime hours tomorrow. High temperature in the lower 70s, a little bit below normal. A good bit of sunshine Saturday, warmer, high 77. There is a slight chance of showers, but not till late Saturday night, generally after midnight. Periods of rain Sunday, Sunday night into Monday. Kind of a cool day Sunday with a high of 69. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and you can take it on vacation with you because it knows where you are. It has push notifications for severe weather alert for any location, plus current conditions, radar, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The makers of Maker's Mark would like to make this remarkable announcement. Our new commercial spokesperson is none other than Emily Hayes. That's right. Emily Hayes from Three Men and a Lady is our new commercial spokesperson.
Yay!
Emily has 100% support from Maker's Mark and 75% support from her morning radio co-hosts.
Way to be a team freaking player, Jay.
We chose Emily because we know she uses our product.
I like bourbon.
She likes to have fun.
Yay, fun.
And she's great with people.
Shut really. Up, Jay.
You might want to slow down there, Emily. Really, that stuff is strong.
I think it is.
And now, here's the first statement from our new Maker's Mark spokesperson.
Blah, 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 blah. Roll Tide.
Has she signed the contract yet?
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm also happy to report, as fiance and Emily Hayes now in the studio, that Terry Adams, through vast research, has been able to find no conspiracy that would make this marriage unacceptable.
No, none whatsoever. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of, what's going on Clearing the Air Saturday night here?
Postman and I are going to be getting into the secret space program, all the technology that's been kept from the public sector, you know. Yeah, you know, the Luciferian psychopaths that run the world, that kind of normal stuff.
Well, yeah, that's a great description. I love that, the Luciferian psychopaths that run the world.
The world's gone crazy.
It has. Clearing the Air is on News Talk 93.1 FM, Saturday nights from 6 to 9 p.m., following in-game nerdgasm with Jay Scott. And his friends.
Those guys are great. I love listening.
They are great.
To that.
That's the show that you don't have to know anything about gaming, and you'll just be listening for hours.
Yeah, you know what
it's
it
very
is.
Entertaining.
Yeah. You feel like you're eavesdropping on the secret society, and I've listened, and most of it goes right over my head. I have no idea what they're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fun. They're in their own list. Really, it's fun to listen to people have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sort of like fiance has had all since.
I was downstairs working on some things and was listening. You've done a really good job, babe.
He's been great. He's got my sanction.
Only I mean, you haven't seemed nervous at all or anything.
Only took 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. This last hour's just been about fun. Seth.
Hey, boyfriend and him.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
How y'all doing? Congratulations. I mean, I'm sorry, not boyfriend. Fiance.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Emily, this question is for you.
Okay.
I know he's going to be a great dude for you. He has been a good friend for me, okay?
Yeah.
And you know I don't have many friends. So, please don't take my friend away from me.
Well, now that's a very interesting thing that needs to be discussed here, because sometimes in my four marriages, as more when you're young, you know, when you leave the ranks of the unmarried, sometimes your friends that aren't married feel like a third wheel, or they're, you know, those friendships can drift apart.
No, we have a really good thing of, you know, I'll let him know if I want to, I'll just say I'm going to hang out with Ashley for a few hours tonight, like go see my friends, and you do stuff with Seth, but I think, like Seth and your friends, when you go to the lake, you're working on car stuff, I don't go.
No.
But I think, and Seth, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you're getting at, you don't want me to move and take him away.
You know what I'm saying.
I know, yeah. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So as long as I keep watching your cats, we're cool, right?
Right. Seth takes care of Loretta and Irene if Eric and I are ever out of town. So it's been a couple of times so far.
You know, you're part of the reason for this, so I couldn't leave you behind.
Yeah, if it wasn't for you making me go or asking me to stop by that Super Bowl party, I wouldn't have met him. He only said one thing to me the first night that we met at that party. His beard was longer, and someone had braided it. Yeah. And the only thing he said to me was,
"My beard is not normally braided."
Yeah, that's all he said to me for like 3 hours. Me, Joey, Seth, Eric, packed place for Super Bowl Sunday. My beard's not normally braided. That was it.
Well, I know y'all are going to last forever, and congratulations, and thanks for not leaving me behind. I love you both.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. I don't know who this is. I just put it on hold. Who's this?
Hey, it's Rusty.
Rusty!
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, congratulations to the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I tell you what, I have been married longer than either of you have been alive. I'm serious. 35 years this year.
Wow.
And, you know, it's an adventure. You're going to have days. Goodness. You're going to have days. And I'm not even going to say good or bad, because at the end of the day, they're all good.
You know, Rusty, I think the perfect way to wrap up this discussion with boyfriend, now fiance, is to play the call from Brandon that you just sent to me from this morning's show.
Okay.
And oh, God.
And do exactly the opposite of what he recommends.
And you'll be fine. And I'll see you in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, because Mr. Adorable won't be here tomorrow.
Well, somebody's got to go to that Eagles concert.
Adorable.
Yeah, Richie will be there.
And Rusty. Emily ain't going to do it. Talk to you later.
Yeah, this is what we don't want to see happen. This is Brandon, when she went to see 50 Shades of Grey. By the way, how do you feel about that? was horrified and urged her not to do it. And had this to say when news of Emily's engagement broke on the morning show. Let's talk to some folks. Brandon?
I just got in the car and started listening, and you're engaged, Emily?
I am.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I cannot wait for the stories, and it's going to be magnificent.
We'll start a timeline countdown as soon as we get a date.
Yeah.
And then just imagine in 15 years, you'll despise each other.
No!
Brandon, this is... Oh, man.
My wife and I look at each other sometimes with so much contempt.
No, but today's happiness. Tomorrow you can say that.
I know, but...
This is Brandon from Call of the Year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the one who said don't be going to watch that 50 Shades crap.
Yeah.
Everything he does is going to get on your nerves soon. Oh, it's going to be magnificent. And you're going to need to get ready, and he's going to be trying to get ready, and it's going to be just a beautiful disaster, and I'm really happy for you.
Thank you, I guess.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for the...
Oh, looking into your crystal ball again.
You know how you get excited when a hurricane's coming, kind of? I know Rich does.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Look forward to more radio gold. It'll be magnificent. Congratulations, Emily.
Thanks.
Thank you, Brandon.
See
you. Yeah, that was Brandon who, when you were announcing your plans to see the last 50 Shades movie...
I had the best call, and it was January, because that movie didn't come out until February.
Yeah.
So he just...
He said, wait, you've been married, and, 50 Shades of...
Yeah, it's... We weren't even all the way into the month of... weren't even to the second month of the year. We had the best call.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, man. What a day.
Yeah.
What a day. I just... while we're still on the air, I want to thank everyone that has offered congratulations and has sent messages on Facebook and emails and all that. You're all very, very kind and sweet, and very lucky to be able to talk to you every day.
Well, in a way, this was kind of a selfish thing for me today, because you're very critical to that morning show. And I love the group. I make you breakfast every day.
Every day.
And I do that because I love you, and I want to make the, you know, if something came up, I'd want to make it very difficult for you to have to leave. So I have to say to
ulterior motive.
Yeah, I don't want that day to come, so I hope you guys will find great happiness right here.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear
I'm super happy here. I've had, as you know, a lot of stress lifted off of me by making the transition from two jobs to one. And of course, he has been absolutely phenomenal and fantastic through everything. So I have no reason to go anywhere. That's one of the questions my stepmom asked me on Sunday. Do you think you'll put roots down now? Do you think you'll stay? Yes, Sarah. I'm not going anywhere.
All right, we'll have them back on at a future time to talk about reproductive plans and so forth. but right now, we're just celebrating the happy engagement of Emily Hayes. And I'm going to call him Eric now.
Thank you.
Because he does have a name.
He does have a name. He's going to take Hayes as a last name, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting question. Yeah, what does... Your last name is Strahan?
Trahan. Yeah.
I got you mixed up with that clown from TV. Eric Hayes.
He's not going to take Hayes, but we did joke about it at dinner the other night.
Eric Strahan Hayes, do one of those 80s things.
Yeah.
All right, well, great, you guys. Thanks for coming in and enduring this inquiry, and blessings to you both.
Thank you.
Because I approve. And Terry, we will see you on the radio Saturday night at 6.
Yes, 6 o'clock.
All right, I'll be back in the morning with everybody but Rich, because Mr.
Adorable
has to go see the Eagles.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings, for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm going to go ahead and call the red alert on 85 north and southbound. We have two accidents now. One down by Day Street and the other up close to the boulevard. It has northbound and southbound 85 locked almost completely down inside the perimeter of the boulevard. On South Boulevard, there's a little bit of stop-and-go stuff. On East Boulevard, it's a little heavier from Atlanta Highway all the way down to Vaughan Road. Some very, very slow traffic there. Around the rest of the boulevard, everything looks okay. 65 so far has dodged a bullet, but 85 inside the perimeter of the boulevard is a complete no-go right now. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can purchase a new 2018 Toyota Camry. The new body style as low as $349 per month. No money down, sign and drive at Reinhardt Toyota. Now open on Sunday after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
It's that time again. Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. For a limited time, take a 15% discount off any secondary service while Peaches and Clean is at your home performing your primary cleaning or service. That means when Peaches cleans your carpet, you can save 15% on things like tile and grout cleaning, upholstery cleaning, or in-home rug cleaning. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Hi, this is Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I have been in our home for about 11 years.
We love our home and have no desire to move, but I've grown to dislike our kitchen.
We really didn't want to go through the time, inconvenience, and cost of a huge construction project.
That's when I found Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations. He's got years of experience with the custom cabinet business. I gave him a call at 799-9873 and made an appointment.
He came out to the house, took some measurements, gave us some ideas for upgrading fixtures and improving organization and storage. Then we picked out hardware, paint colors, custom options, like adding a custom cabinet for wine storage.
Now we're on the list. Custom Cabinet Renovations has us on their list and should be ready to make our kitchen look like brand new in a few weeks.
It should only take a week or so to get the renovation done. We'll keep you posted on the progress. In the meantime, you should think about getting on the list. Custom Cabinet Renovations, 799-9873. Or find them on Facebook. Custom Cabinet Renovations.
Club Pilates in Zelda Place is celebrating their grand opening now through Sunday. Come by and schedule a free 30-minute class or visit clubpilates.com. You can win a one-month membership, several prizes, and receive 20% off your membership for 3 months. Club Pilates Zelda. Join and you'll move better, feel better, and live better in no time.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians. And tire values like a $70 mail-in rebate on a set of Michelin tires now through April 19th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, what do you have coming up?
The Spring Cleaning Yard Sale, April 21st, on a Saturday, out in front of the store. The vendors will be set up out there. This is when they have to clean out everything. And, you know, as vendors, we have a big collection of stuff. We need to turn over and move so that we can redo our spaces and everything like that. There'll be just a ton of good furniture and jewelry and good glassware and tools. There'll be some clothing. There'll be books.